Mayor Bloomberg is sounding awfully presidential. He delivered a campaign-style speech in Brooklyn yesterday, and he harshly criticized the federal government for being distracted by partisan politics and failing on its most pressing task to create jobs. The mayor urged Republicans and Democrats to unite behind centrist ideas to help get more Americans working again. WNYC's Lisa Chow reports on how the mayor's speech raised questions once again about his national ambitions.
At the Brooklyn Navy Yard, in a room with a view of Manhattan skyline, national news organizations had their cameras focused on the city's mayor.
We need change.
Bloomberg spoke to an audience of real estate and business leaders. He said Republicans and Democrats were more focused on finger-pointing instead of creating jobs.
When did success become a bad word in America? When did cooperation and government become treason? You know, the new politics as usual is making a mockery of our democracy and a mess of our country.
The 68-year-old Democrat-turned-Republican-turned-Independent laid out a framework for a middle ground.
Fortunately, there are solutions that can get us out of this mess that could be embraced by those across the political spectrum.
His speech lasted 30 minutes, with the second half outlining a broad national strategy that included cutting business taxes to prevent companies from moving overseas, opening U.S. borders to more trade and immigrants, and, quote, building confidence among businesses and families about the U.S. economy. The speech sounded presidential, even though the mayor's spokesman insists Bloomberg is not running for president, but rather trying to influence Washington. But many believe Bloomberg is at least weighing the option. Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers.
When his term as mayor is up, he can't succeed himself. He's a man of considerable wealth, and I think he's developing a message that would probably play very well nationally.
But Baker says the track record of third-party candidates on the presidential level isn't good. They're spoilers. Take Ross Perot in 1992. Baker says Bloomberg's substantial credentials may not be enough.
He is, I think, in some ways, a very good messenger. I doubt very seriously whether he is necessarily someone that people would turn to be their favorite candidate.
One weakness of Bloomberg's?
He's not a particularly eloquent man. And really what stands behind him is, of course, the majesty of the city of New York and his vast fortune. And so he's somebody that people will listen to.
What Bloomberg offers is the inspiration of confidence, not charisma.
Robert Shrum is a former Democratic strategist who advised John Kerry's presidential campaign in 2004.
I think the mayor's opening to run for president is a bad economy and a bad Republican nominee. I think he may get the latter. I'm not sure he'll get the former.
Because Shrum says he believes President Obama's deal this week with Republicans on taxes and unemployment benefits will help the economy and jobs picture in 2011 and 2012, when the campaign season is in full swing. But as the economy falters now, Bloomberg continues to spread his message. He's speaking on Meet the Press this weekend and at a major gathering of political independents next week. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.